Wednesday, December 25th. Today is Christmas Day. Brianna woke us up by banging on our bedroom doors and screaming hysterically, just like she does every year. And it's always the exact same story. Wake up, everybody! Wake up! Me and Miss Penelope just saw Santa and his reindeer leaving. They flew right off our roof and over Mrs. Wallbanger's house. Wake up! It's an emergency! Then we all rush downstairs in our pajamas to see what Santa has left and open our presents together. As usual, Brianna got a ton of stuff. Mom and Dad loved the scrapbook that Brianna and I made, which included that hilarious photo of our Christmas tree falling over. But the very best present was my brand new cell phone. Squee! Soon it was time to go to my Aunt Mabel's for our holiday dinner. Dad says his oldest sister is just old-fashioned and kind of strict. But I think strict is just a nicer word for mean. Me. Merry Christmas. Aunt Mabel. Thanks, dear. Now quit slouching and close your mouth, too, or you're going to attract flies. Mom says Aunt Mabel acts like that because she thinks kids should be seen and not heard. Personally, I think Aunt Mabel just hates kids because she has 9 of them. OMG! If I gave birth 9 whole times, I wouldn't want to see them or hear them. I'm just saying. But get this, I'm 14 years old, and that evil woman still made me sit at the kiddie table. The adults sat in the dining room at a hand-carved antique table with Queen Anne chairs, fancy porcelain china, crystal glasses, and gold-plated silverware. The kiddie table was a wobbly, child-sized card table covered with a worn-out bedsheet. We got paper plates, plastic forks, and those teeny tiny paper cups. You know, the ones you use in your bathroom when you brush your teeth. And sitting at the kiddie table while wearing my snowman sweater meant I was twice as humiliated. The whole thing was a very traumatic experience. Thank goodness the food was delicious, or it would have been a totally worthless visit. My Aunt Mabel is as mean as a pit bull, but she's an excellent cook. Anyway, I was really happy when we finally made it back home because I got to play around with my new cell phone. I cannot believe all the cool stuff it has, like internet, texting, email, instant messaging, games, camera, homework help, automatic pizza delivery, and a teen peer counseling hotline. OMG! If cell phones paid an allowance, parents would be obsolete. Brianna went nuts because my phone came with the game Princess Sugarplum Saves Baby Unicorn Island. I let her play it for an hour right before bedtime, and now she's, like, totally addicted. My new phone is going to save me a ton of money. Now, whenever I need to bribe Brianna to do something, I simply pay her with Princess Sugarplum game minutes instead of cash. It took me a while to figure it out, but I took a picture of me with my phone and sent it to Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon. They are going to be super shocked and surprised when they receive it. Overall, my Christmas was pretty good. It started snowing outside and actually looked like a winter wonderland. Then Dad lit the fireplace and we all roasted marshmallows together. Again. Only this time, Dad's pants didn't catch on fire. I have to admit, once you get used to them, having a family to hang out with can be kind of nice. I wonder how Brandon's Christmas is going. It's really admirable that he helps out his grandparents by volunteering at Fuzzy Friends. I throw a hissy fit when I have to clean my room and put dishes in the dishwasher. I'm such a spoiled brat, and I don't really appreciate the blessings I have, like my family. It's just mind-boggling how he's lost pretty much everything, yet he continues to have so much to give. Now, that's truly a Christmas miracle.